Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Kellerman. It was a dark and stormy evening, a pitch black night, the kind that sends a shiver down your spine. In the shadows, a mystery that's baffling scientists across the country. Virologists, mycologists, reproductive biologists, and immunologists. Why colonies of bats in the Northeast are dying, whole caves full of them. For answers, I drove to Paxton, Massachusetts. And let me tell you, I quickly found out that cracking this case was going to be tough going.
I went the wrong way. Hold it. We got to go.
Tom Coons leads the way up slippery rocks and wet, thorny bushes and past a waterfall in Moore State Park. The rain pelts my umbrella and hits my mic with a snap, crackle, and pop. Even with his headlamp and my flashlight, it's difficult seeing the path, but Coons knows the way. He's been coming here for nearly a quarter of a century. Coons directs Boston University's Center for Ecology and Conservation. He's been studying nocturnal flying mammals since he was a kid. Coons is a chiropterologist. His students simply call him Batman.
I fell in love with bats. I thought this is the coolest thing I could ever do in my life, and I've never turned back.
Pressing on, we arrive at a weathered wood hut. It's a maternity ward of sorts, filled with mom bats and their baby pups.
So it's a little bit bigger than a backyard shed. And as we go inside, we built a module that fits up into the attic of this building where the bats are roosting in crevices. So.
It's spooky inside. The rain has put a damper on the bats' evening flight for food. Little brown bats like these can make more than 20 miles an hour, flying like bats out of, well, you know.
You can see the feces on the ground here. So, and then over here is our equipment, our camera, a computer. You can see a few bats flying around there. You can see it. And if you look up in the ceiling there,
oh my gosh,
you see there's a, that's where they roost.
So there's about 1,000 bats you figure in there?
Well, right now with babies, there could be close to 1,000 in here. Yeah.
This colony seems okay, but Jonathan Reichardt, a grad student in Professor Coons' lab, says in hibernaculum, mines and caves in four northeastern states, New York, Vermont, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, bats that are supposed to be there are missing. Whole colonies decimated.
In those mines, they can't necessarily account for all of the dead bats. They just know that they're not there anymore. So they haven't found floors littered in many cases. They haven't found the floors littered with carcasses.
2 years ago was the first time in the winter of 2006-2007.
Professor Tom Coons says the first case was found in a cave near Albany, New York. The die-offs were slow at the beginning.
It is very bizarre, yeah. Only in about four or five caves during that winter did they see any evidence.
But the evidence quickly mounted. Actually, it was a lack of evidence. Missing bats. In some caves, 100% gone. And when scientists did find bats, they found a weird white fungus growing on the face, wings, and ears. Scientists dubbed it white nose syndrome. Professor Coons calls it circumstantial evidence.
White nose syndrome is, at least to our best of our knowledge right now, is sort of the external manifestation of whatever is causing these bats to become ill and die.
So it seems to me that you're not quite sure whether this is cause or effect, that is, whether the fungus is a symptom or it's actually killing them.
Exactly.
For clues to why bats are dying, scientists are trying to understand more about how they live. Bats make up more than 20% of the mammal species, but there are huge gaps in our knowledge. Bats are no fly-by-night species. They play critical roles in the environment. The little brown bats here feast voraciously in the summer and fall on insects.
Insectivorous bats typically eat anywhere between two-thirds to their entire body weight a night in insects.
One night they eat two-thirds of their weight?
Two-thirds to their entire weight. Yeah, 100%. Now, that's a lot of eating. This would be the equivalent of a 100-pound person eating something like 400 quarter-pounders a night.
Bats make meals of moths, beetles, midges, and flies, storing the fat, stocking up in the late fall, right about now, for winter. For 6 months, they'll hibernate in caves and mines, attics and sheds, living in a state of torpor. When the bats' metabolism slows way down and their body temperatures drop, That's the way it's supposed to be. But Professor Kuhn says scientists have found where there's white nose syndrome, something else is going on.
Basically, what's happening is by midwinter, these bats have lost all their body fat, in effect. So if you don't have enough fat to sustain hibernation over the very time, you don't have enough energy to arouse, and you die. Or if you do arouse.
They're just wasting.
They're wasting away. That's right. They're exactly wasting away.
It may be the bats are affected by the white nose fungus in the fall and are too weak to gather enough insects for winter. Or maybe the fungus is causing the bats to wake during hibernation.
It's kind of like when you get athlete's feet. You're not going to kill you, but it's going to irritate you, okay? And so there may be some level of irritation that these hibernating bats experience, which may cause them to become more active and aroused and so on. This is still a hypothesis.
Aroused early from hibernation and starving, perhaps the bats fly off into the winter and die. Caves are cold, dank places, and a hibernating bat is like a tub of cottage cheese in the back of a refrigerator, a perfect medium for fungus and bacteria. Over millions of years, bats have developed immunity to most molds and disease, but white nose is different. It's new. It's unlike any other fungus seen before. It thrives in very cold temperatures. And even in Professor Kunz's lab, where undergraduate Catherine King works, there are conflicting theories about white nose and what's causing the bats to die.
Personally, I think it's a combination of changes in the environment, different changes that have been caused by human interaction and things like that. I think the fungus is probably a secondary symptom of something else that's a problem in the bats, but we simply don't have a clue as to what that is.
Well, if it's not the white nose syndrome that's killing the bats.
Yeah, what is it?
What is it?
Okay. Well, I've got several hypotheses here.
Again, Batman, Professor Tom Kuhn's.
And it has to do with fat, and it has to do with insects, and it has to do with other potential reasons why insect populations around the world are declining. You may know or may not know this, but insect populations, in particular moths and some beetles, for example, in New York State, a little ladybug beetle is going down the tubes. So this leads to the hypothesis that there is a reduction in the number of insects that are available to bats during the fall of the year when they need that fuel to deposit fat to successfully hibernate.
This is still just a hypothesis, just a theory. But one thing is certain. Bats, which are critical to holding the population of insects in check and play important roles in pollinating forests, are dying in large numbers in New England. And bats in caves could be like the canary in the coal mine.